On the 18th floor of the Atlanta Financial Center in Buckhead, tech entrepreneurs are pitching to potential investors over wine and brie.
Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Bob Rathbun, and we've got the Corporate Shark Attack coming your way tonight.
Moderator Rathbun invites a startup called Coolleaf to the podium to make a pitch. It's a software program and mobile app for employers.
An internal communication tool to launch, measure, and promote their people-focused programs, all within one place.
That's co-founder John Duesberg. He says they're ready to expand. Duesberg told the crowd he was looking for $500,000 to double the size of his startup. It has most of that money secured. But 2 years ago, it was a different story.
We went to San Francisco and met with a few different firms out there. People were much more interested in the idea itself, how large it can be. Here in Atlanta, it's much more about the balance sheet and the income statement.
Eventually, they did find an Atlanta angel investor. Angel investors are rich people who take bets on startups. Venture capital firms do the same thing, but it's a group of people investing in a lot of startups at the same time. Sean Banks is a partner at TTV Capital.
We buy parts of their companies so that they can use that capital to grow that business, hoping that we can eventually sell the whole thing for a lot more money and make those guys money, create a great tech company, and return money to our investors.
But in Metro Atlanta, there's not enough money to go around. Technology Association of Georgia President Tino Mantella says last year, venture capitalists invested about $500 million in local companies, the most in a decade, but
it's still only 1% of the total. $500 million is a good number, and it's up for Georgia, but we're still not getting our fair share.
California is Zeus when it comes to venture capital. Companies there get more than half of all such funding in the U.S. Compare that to Georgia's 1%. So what's a startup here to do? CJ Carter is the founder of LOV, a mobile dating app that had a soft launch in Atlanta recently.
We have the Spark DNA algorithm, which determines your personality using your social activity.
Carter says investors in Atlanta are not used to funding technology for consumers, like his dating app.
When I tried to contact investors over here, they were like, well, you know, I mean, we're interested in tech, but, you know, if it's not, you know, business related or something, it doesn't really garner too much attention over here.
So Carter says he's going to look for funding in San Francisco.
That's where all the rich people live. But you have to prove what you've done when you're here. So if I come to an investor here and say, look, we have, you know, 500,000 users, they're going to say, great, how much money are you making? Whereas if I go West Coast, I feel if I say, look, we have 500,000 users, they say, here's how we can make money, here's some money. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no creativity outside of the dollar amount that you're currently getting.
Maybe Atlanta venture capitalists are a bit more conservative, but Alan Tatel says that's changing. He's with Nora Mosley, one of the most prominent venture capital firms in Atlanta.
This is probably one of the most fertile times for venture capital in the city. There's several early stage funds that have popped up and are writing checks for companies that are pre-revenue or very early in revenue.
Everett Steele agrees. He started a local delivery service called Kanga. He's actually seeing more companies come back to Atlanta from California because of the high cost of living there.
It's always frustrating when, you know, I feel like I hear sometimes people say, you know, Atlanta doesn't have a good investment scene. There's not money flowing here. And this sounds harsh to say, but I think the answer is there is money, maybe just not for the idea that you have right now.
Steele says, sure, there's more money on the West Coast, but startups that make the cut in Atlanta are often
aggressively more successful
than startups in California. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.